This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. With me is Wayne Bell. Wayne writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. And Wayne, you're sending us to an island today?
Far, far away. The Hamptons, Nantucket. I don't know.
The idea, because we should say that in the summer, you're not going to as many movies as most people.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting for the sort of...
I'm waiting for the good stuff. Right. You and I, apparently, and our significant others are the only people who didn't go see Harry Potter this weekend.
Made 100 and some...
170 million here and another 350 international.
So about half a billion dollars
in 1 week. $1 billion in 3 days.
So movie conversations coming later as we get closer to fall. But you threw out the idea of... If you're isolated, stranded, as people who don't like blockbuster movies kind of feel in the summer.
If you were stuck on a desert island, what music would you have with you if you were Tom Hanks out there with your volleyball for until the end of time? What, you know, 4 or 5 CDs would you have to have with you?
Oh, 5. I put down 6.
Good.
Okay.
Good. You know, you may lose one on the flight, but...
Okay. All right. So what sort of criteria did you use?
Well, to be honest, I asked, it was my topic of dinner conversation over the week, and, you know, it was interesting to see there was always some overlap. A lot of people said Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, but it basically was which albums can you have that if you were there for a long period of time that you wouldn't get tired of, or you would hear something new or different every time. And, you know, in today's time where albums are not the thing anymore and it's singles, you know, it's kind of a lost art. But, you know, there's still good stuff out there. I know that your honorable mentions were, now that's what I call music, and it was very difficult to whittle down which Katy Perry album was
exactly
going to make it.
But. Exactly. I always thought when you did this exercise, you should eliminate collections, greatest hits, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I did not,
okay.
But I agree with you in principle, but I just couldn't do it.
Well, give me a couple that you're taking with you.
Well, if I had to have a greatest hits collection or an ultimate, you know, collection, I would have to have Michael Jackson's box set. And I know a lot of people say Thriller. Just take Thriller. That's the one that you want. And although Wanna Be Starting Something is maybe my favorite song ever. You know, he's had work since then. That was good, too. Bad was good.
Does it include his Jackson 5 material?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
well,
his
there.
Ultimate collection, there's an Ultimate collection. It comes in a white box set. They have it at Barnes & Noble and stuff. And, you know, he certainly got a certain level of popularity post-death that,
sure,
you know, we now realize how genius that music is. And then if I had to have others, you know, I would have to have the box... or the greatest hits of Al Green,
because
I love Al Green, and I could listen to that on an island till the end of time. And then maybe, you know, some more classics like the box greatest hits or box sets of Elton John or Aretha Franklin, you know, because those, you're always going to find something new and different every time you listen. Did you have any compilations or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't allow myself.
Oh, that's good.
So,
take the highbrow.
Well, I thought, okay, and I figured that I'm on this island until we don't know when. So I pick 6.
Until ABC doesn't pick you up anymore.
Okay.
And you have to end it with mystery.
I thought I would need something that would help me wake up. And for that, I took Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. Mm. Now, I know a lot of jazz aficionados will really kind of wince. Like, that's the easy cliche choice that maybe I should have gone with Monk or Charlie Parker. But to me, and you said in the beginning, something I can hear something new in every time, Miles Davis, Kind of Blue works for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought as I go through the day, my favorite album ever made is London Calling by The Clash. And you do have. You have some punk, you have some straight-ahead rock, you have some reggae. I just think that's when perhaps the greatest band, well, I'm not going to say that, perhaps one of the greatest bands ever was really finding its groove. Nancy Griffith?
Is that Kathy Griffin's mom?
No. Nancy Griffith.
Kathy Lee Gifford?
No. Gifford? Nancy Griffith, a singer-songwriter from Seguin, Texas. And she had a great live album in the late 80s, early 90s called One Fair Summer Evening.
Okay.
Then I've got to have some Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, so which one?
Well, that's a tough call.
Don't say Born in the USA.
No, I'm not going to.
Bleh.
And I think ultimately if I'm stranded on an island, this is probably the worst choice, but it's my favorite one. It's Nebraska. But if you're alone, if you're lonely, that might not be the best one. And then
I like The Rising. I don't know why.
Sure,
that
sure.
was just such a...
Well, that would give you inspiration.
Yeah.
If you're there. Finally, I really like, it's got a funny name, but a great album, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots from the Flaming Lips.
Okay.
That would get me through the afternoon or evening. And if I want to go to sleep, Willie Nelson Stardust.
Well, there you go.
I think I could listen to all of those and never get tired of them.
And I had quite a few people who said Miles Davis when I was talking about it. So, you know, I don't know if that would be on my... That was definitely in my top 10. I had some representation of that. I might have had Getz or Django Reinhardt or something like that. But, you know...
When I'm thinking about box sets, because I didn't allow myself... Sinatra comes to mind because you have such... I mean, if you count... When he was a young man in front of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, through his career and his resurgence in the 60s, there's a lot of material there that covers a lot of different emotional grounds. If we're going to open up box sets, I might have to try to sneak that in there.
Yeah, and now that I think about it, if I was on an island by myself and there was nobody else that could hear me, then I guess I'd have to put a Streisand box set out there, you know? Because no one's going to hear me belting out about bringing on my parade.
That might be how you get rescued.
That might be how I get rescued. Or that might be why nobody ever comes.
That's right.
So.
Wayne Bell writes the column, Culture Club, for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
People who need people.